Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. There's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. All right, today we celebrate the weekend and a couple holidays on a Bad Choice Friday. Tomorrow being May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, Mecco.
This is what Yoda listens to when he's working out.
The song was actually a hit back in the day.
It was a massive hit, man. Like, they played it on top 40 radio.
Disco Star Wars.
I'm not kidding, dude. Seriously.
The band is a Mecco with a Star Wars theme. Of course, Cinco de Mayo's on Sunday, so why not the champs?
Tequila.
We should have picked up a bottle of tequila for this afternoon in the shop.
That would have been a great idea.
It would have been a great idea.
The day is young.
It is. The day is young. We need four minis. Someone said it's four minis.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Okay, our question, quite simply, what is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, don't just play that. Make sure on Sunday you play a little Chente, too.
The hell's that?
You don't know who Chente is?
No.
Probably the most famous Mexican artist of all time.
What's the song I would know?
It's just like if you hear kind of like the singy-songy romantic song. That's generally going to be a Chente song.
Is that an artist or a style?
He's a guy.
Okay. Now, the reason I say that, we're just in Mazatlan, and I'm telling you, man, every other song is that.
Like every other song,
it sounds like a party. There's lots of brass. You don't know what the hell they're saying, but you're just smiling because you're happy.
I have a friend. He works in restaurants. And last year, Cinco de Mayo, I'm down in Burien. We go into this one Mexican restaurant, which very authentic.
Yeah.
Like, we're the only... I walk in with my buddy, and we sit at the bar, and we go, hey, it's blah, blah, blah working. And they're just like, oh, we don't even know him. And I'm like, we know he works here. And they're like, we don't know. And I look at my buddy, I go, there you go. And I go, oh, we just look like cops or something.
No.
So then we sit there, we get a drink, and then my buddy was smart enough to go, oh, nice, Chente. And then they're like, oh, and then we were cool.
Jose, come out here, your buddies are here. Get out of the closet.
I'm like, dead serious, he's just our buddy.
Get out of the ice machine.
There you go, guy. Mike.
Okay, seriously, like everywhere I went in Mazatlan, this is what's playing, right? Grocery store, department store, doesn't matter. This is everyone going down the road is blasting this, so I feel like I will yell that, right, to get some street cred, and they'll be like, that's not him, dude.
Mexico's Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Do they call him that?
No!
Oh, all right. See, I know his name is Chente.
Hello, Ivy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
So I was in Vegas in about 2000.
Lucky.
And I was an exotic dancer. So I was there working. And I'm in the shower at my hotel. And my foot touched the door. And the door fell off and went through my foot.
Oh, Jesus. What hotel were you at?
Some little cheap one, you know. I was there to make money.
All right. Okay. Did that end your dancing for the week or so?
It did. I tried to, after we got it stitched up. The worst part was the hotel owner came in, saw us, saw the blood, and kicked us out of the hotel.
What?
Where was this? Did you say Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas. It was a little hotel on the strip down by the Rio.
How much time did you spend in Vegas to make money?
About 2 weeks at a time, every other week.
Okay, where were you living at the time?
I was living here in Seattle.
And you were just, what, driving down or flying?
Flying.
How much money could you make in a day? To make that worth your while, is what I'm saying. Because you think the right. hotel expense, the food expense.
Well, she ain't spending a lot on hotels, yeah. I think. But right. yeah.
About $800 to $1,200 a day.
Damn.
All right, good for you.
Did you work up here, too, or just down there?
I worked up here, too.
All right, she makes a pretty good coin. That's a fact.
Huh.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Did you meet any famous people when you were down there?
I actually hit Mike Tyson.
What do you mean you hit him?
He was coming out of the club as I was going in, and my makeup box smacked him in the leg. And I didn't know who it was at first because it's dark, and I'm coming in from the sun. And all of a sudden I hear, "She hit me."
I'm assuming he was joking.
No, he was not. His bodyguards came over and talked to me, and I was like, look, he ran into me. But he was down there for his fight.
You should have asked the guards, what do you think the likelihood is that I took a swing at Mike Tyson in for an upcoming fight? I mean, just do the math on that.
Well, the irony of this.
At the time, I weighed about 100 pounds soaking wet, and I'm 5'3".
The irony of this is 24 years later, he's going to fight again. Okay, so he's going to fight like a
Jake Paul.
Not an official fight.
It is an official fight.
It is an official fight now.
Texas has sanctioned it. So
how many rounds?
It's eight 2 minute rounds.
Okay.
So they actually sanctioned it, right?
Either way, one of the things I read was he basically said that he is not having sex until the fight. So it's funny that he was in a strip club before a fight that was a legitimate fight.
Well, he wasn't having sex. He was just wishing he was having sex while watching naked women.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, there's a lot of theories on that. Some guys don't have sex all of camp.
Sure.
I've read some other fighters that, like, I kind of agree. Like, you go more than 2 or 3 weeks, like, you might just have one of those dreams. But yeah, I think a couple weeks is definitely good to keep your edge. The main scary thing for Jake Paul is he's like, I'm not smoking weed for months. I'm coming in pissed.
Okay. Well, good. Yeah. You should. I mean, look, there's a reason you don't want to have sex. Think about any group of animals, any group of mammals on this planet, once they say they are in rut, leave them alone.
Yeah.
Right? They say elephants, dangerous. If it's mating season, ridiculously dangerous. Deer, right? Could be dangerous, typically not. It's mating season. Now they're dangerous. So, like, that's your mindset going into the ring. Like, I'm going to kill me somebody because I want to get laid.
Yeah, I know.
But you walk into the ring in rut.
That's Smith's good Irish Catholics. We go in the rut around St. Paddy's Day.
Intentionally?
No, it just dawned on me one day. My buddy was, I was telling him all my cousins that have December birthdays, and he's like, Jesus Christ, what are y'all short little bald dudes get to the rut? And I'm like, I guess we do.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'd say 20 years ago out in Grays Harbor, working in commercial fishing. It was actually cheaper to rent a motel for like the month than it was to rent anywhere.
Damn.
So that's what we ended up doing. You know, you work hard, you play hard. And long story short, the manager turned out to be the supplier, but we didn't know that at first.
All right.
You know, we're getting it from all the other people, but
I'm assuming cocaine.
No. Actually, the color is like more like crystal and brown.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you were really okay. going after it.
Okay. Oh, right. Motel.
Well, I mean, you work hard. Like you go through some pain. Like, I've had four, like, I'm going on four back surgeries. So, okay.
You don't have to justify it to me, man. Yeah. Trust me, I've done drugs and ain't a damn thing wrong with me.
Right. You know, I didn't spend a whole long time in it, but it was long enough to know it wasn't for me. But still, that adventure, like, the cops were there daily. it was something.
I always like those arrangements where the cops know to go to that motel because bad S goes down all the time. Mm-hmm. But the guy that manages it is also the local drug dealer.
Yeah. Right? We occasionally stay in a place and that will go unnamed. But had to get up one early morning. Going to go get some breakfast before we go and head out to the venue.
Yep.
And I'm on the second floor of this hotel, which is the doors are on the outside, and there's a railing there, and every single room has its own ashtray, which is attached to the rail outside.
I know where you are.
I open up the window, and there's a woman out there who was beside me, next room over. She has her slippers on. She has her bathrobe on. Something is holding her hair up, so she is. I mean, it's early in the morning. It's 7:30 in the morning, whatever. She's out there smoking a 100. I mean, exactly what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So I step outside. Hey, good morning. How are you? Smoke a cigarette with her. And get my stuff together. I have my door open. She has her door open too. Her curtains are open. So I look in there. And the first thing I see is her coffee maker in the hotel room is bubbling.
Right.
And I look in there, and I'm like, what in the hell is that? And I realize she was making ramen noodles in the coffee pot in her hotel room.
All right.
Yeah. And I trust me, as much as I think that I could, you know, MacGyver something or try to figure out the better ways of life, I looked in there and I was like, huh. Soup in a coffee pot. Never would have thought of that.
Yes, you would have if, like her, your residence was now in the motel. Like,
yes.
That is your cooking spot.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, JJG. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, when I was in the Navy, one of our deployments, we stopped at Thailand, and a group of about 15 of us went out, you know, in the town. And we all had a plan if we happened to split up, meet up back at the hotel. So that's exactly what happened. And all of a sudden I get a phone call about 2:00 in the morning. And it's my buddy who says, whatever you do, whatever you hear, don't go outside your hotel room. Okay. Well, I hear a bunch of commotion. I look outside the window. I see the two guys coming in and they had a couple of lady friends go in. And I'm waiting. I'm thinking, I'm not hearing nothing. 10 minutes later, they come out screaming and just saying every single word in the book. One of the guys goes out, looks at him, calms him down and says, okay, what happened? All right, here's what y'all need to do. Pay him, get him out. Well, come to find out, they got some lady boys and they didn't know it.
And you said it was what, Taiwan? Thailand.
Yeah. Thailand.
Thailand. Isn't that like the general MO that you hear about? I'm sure it's not every prostitute you pick up, but like when that's the main MO that you hear about the prostitutes, mm-hmm. I just wouldn't get a prostitute in Thailand unless I had a hankering for some D.
I just wouldn't have sex.
Yeah. I mean, you hear this all
Thank
the time.
You, Miles.
Yeah.
Guy's not out.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw boobs.
What's your hotel story? 206-803 Rock.
Right. Good to go.
Hello, JB. Welcome to the men's room.
Want a beer? How you doing, guys?
Hola.
Hey, JB from Lake George, New York.
Oh, nice.
What's up, JB?
Where's Lake George in New York?
It's in New York.
Where is Lake George?
Yeah.
Lake George, Saratoga, Albany.
Okay.
Oh, I know it's near Saratoga.
Okay, now I know.
Yeah, but it's even a smaller town than that, but we won't waste any time with that. So the deal was the hotel room back maybe 20, 22 years ago, the Flamingo in Vegas. You know, I got my wife there. We're hooking up so we can meet my dad. And I don't know, whatever, turn the TV on, but the TV doesn't come on. And the room's got kind of a stench to it. So I call down, say, hey, you know, we need a different room. This one, you know, pretty reeks. And there was a rat behind the TV console. So the TV wouldn't come on. The place stinks. So we got the whole hookup. My dad's room, my room, everything comped for the weekend.
Wow. Okay, there's a positive story. It came out of a bad situation.
Yeah. Hey, man, yeah. The Flamingo. Well, aren't
Flamingo,
they...
it's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say, they knocked it down already, right?
Oh, hell yeah, a long time ago.
I didn't realize it was that long ago. My first time in Vegas, my buddy's getting married at the Bellagio. I don't know who paid for his wedding, but they're all staying there. I don't have that kind of money, and I'm flying from Baltimore to Vegas, so I stayed at the Flamingo. I could afford it, and there's many, many differences between the two casinos. But the most noticeable thing is, when I went into the Bellagio, everyone's like 40 years old or younger, slick black hair, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they reek of cologne and money. You walk into the Flamingo, it smells like Depends and Bengay, man. I mean, everybody in there is on death's doorstep, but... I get there, I check in, I go down to the slots, man. 50 cents, I get $960 cash.
Damn.
Which, at that time in my life, that would be the equivalent of getting a $10 million scratch-off lotto win. I could not believe it.
That's awesome.
But the old-ass woman who was sitting next to me, she gave me the dirtiest look, and it occurred to me, she was probably just sitting at this machine.
And oh, she had pumped a bunch of money.
You know what I'm saying? Look, man, that's not my fault. Stick with the machine. Play the odds.
That's right.
I don't know.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, guys?
Hola.
So I was down in Mexico. We had a bunch of group of friends and family. We're down at the pool bar all day. We can close that down, go to our room. We're like, my girlfriend and I are like, hey, let's get in the jacuzzi tub because we have a jacuzzi tub that's separate from our bathroom. So we go, and then all of a sudden we hear a knock on the door. Our friends are like, hey, we're all meeting at the bar. Okay, so we throw on some clothes, head up to the bar. We're drinking up there, having a good time. I run out of tip money, so I run back down to the room. I get out the elevator. I look, I'm like, man, my door's wide open. Well, it's weird. Maybe whatever, we're drunk, we forget to close it. Nope, there's a bunch of hotel workers in there with squeegees. We never turned the tub off.
Oh, no, man.
I felt so bad. I took the squeegees from the guys and started doing all, getting all the water up and stuff. I felt horrible.
Now, how bad was it flooded?
It was. It came out of the doorway to the room, which is probably 30, 40 feet.
Jesus,
so
man.
I guess it's tile, so they squeegeed it out and you stayed in the same room?
Yeah, it was all good. I mean, after we were finished, I went back up to the bar.
Yeah, okay.
All
right. Yeah.
And no punishment from the hotel on it or anything?
I was very surprised, but no. But on a side note, when you guys are talking about the cooking ramen in the top, the coffee makers?
Yeah.
Our friends from Cali that are there, they bring Jell-O every time, and they make Jell-O shots up in their room using the coffee maker.
Really?
Interesting.
All right. Because
you
got to
make
sense.
You gotta boil the water first and then put it in the refrigerator, right?
Yeah, and I thought that was a genius idea.
That is a genius idea.
It's better than the coffee that they offer you. The last time I stayed, again, back in San Diego, we had the coffee maker. I'm just... super tired one morning, and I rarely make my own coffee at a hotel. But I'm like, you know what?
It's right there. Why not?
Yeah, sure, right?
Made a pot of coffee, man. Took that first sip. I'm like, and we are done. No more coffee. You know what, babe? I will go walk down to the Starbucks. Like, sorry, this is the worst freaking coffee. I didn't even know those were coffee beans in that bag.
Like, I filled up a lot of sinks with, like, ice and put beers in there and stuff.
Pro move.
It is. But I was going to say, one nice thing, like, if you go to, like, a Smith family wedding or, like, everybody's at a sporting event, every room's got its own cooler.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Everybody brings their own cooler, this and that. And, like, I mean, like, look, I'm going to go to my niece's graduation party in a couple weeks.
High school, college?
College.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain this. My brother will have plenty of beverages and food. My uncle will still show up with a cooler full of the beer he likes and this and that. My other uncle, who's not a big drinker, will show up with a little beer and bottled water. Like, they all show up with a cooler.
Damn.
I like that movie, man.
Yeah.
Actually pretty cool. Self-sufficient.
What's your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so this one is pretty good. It was at our class reunion, our 20-year class reunion back in 2001. And me and my wife got a room. Our good buddy that was my best man, he decided he was in between wives, so he wasn't going to spend the night. But after 8 to 10 hours of partying and drinking throughout the reunion, he decided he was going to, we offered him to stay in our room because we had, you know, there's two beds in there. You can have the extra queen. So me and my wife, we never woke up at all, but somehow he woke up and went sleepwalking, buck-ass naked, out into the hall. This is at the Hyatt up at SeaTac.
Oh, jeez.
And he has no idea that he's walking through the halls, buck-ass naked. Finally, a maid sees him and comes up to him, wakes him up, gives him a towel. And so now he's awake. He realized he needs to get back in the room, but he can't remember what room he's in or what floor he's on. He has no idea. So he has to walk to the front lobby in the middle of the night. Probably not too many customers in there at that point, but and give him my name and find out what room he was in, and they escorted him back there. But that's the story.
That's never a good feeling, man.
No,
well, what room were you in? I don't know. Man. Well, what floor was it on? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I know. I lost my key in Scottsdale. My name wasn't on the room. Oh, and I left everybody else because I was like, I'm getting a little too drunk. I need to go home and lay down.
Right.
And the guy's like, I can't let you in
can't
there.
Can't do it.
And then finally I said, all right, I'm probably going to fall asleep in the chair in the lobby. And he's like, we can't do that either. I said, well, we got to make a choice.
Right.
Yeah. I said, look, I'm not trying to break in. I said, if you open the room, I can show you all my stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we can't do that forever. So, yeah, I just fell asleep in the chair and waited for my friends to come back.
Yeah.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
9KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC right after emails on our question, what is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so this is probably maybe like 10, 15 years ago. I think I was like 22, 23, and went down to Cancun for my sister's wedding. All-inclusive resort is beautiful. They got all those like liquor dispensers and wine and beer in the fridge in the room. So we had all that hooked up.
Wait. You're telling me there's a liquor dispenser in the actual room?
Yeah, so like when you go in there, you pop the fridge open and they got the bottles mounted to these dispensers upside down, and all you do is put ice in your cup and you put your cup under and lift up and it dispenses out as much liquor as you want. They got whiskey, they got vodka, tequila, they got all the goods in there.
It's not cheap.
No, it's all inclusive. So it's
you've already paid for it. Okay.
Like, yeah, $3,500 up front maybe for a whole week. Drink all you want, have all the fun you want.
Nice.
So the first night we got there, everybody's all tired. They're all jet lagged. I'm like, you know what? We're in Cancun. I'm not going to bed. I'm not going to the room. I'm going to the rooftop bar. So I head up to the rooftop bar. We start drinking, getting crazy, right? We end up there until the bar closes, right? And they stop serving liquor, but they leave the pool open. So I'm like, you know what? I'm still not done. We're in Cancun. I got all kinds of liquor in the room. Let me head down. That's all inclusive. I'm going to order some room service, too. I'll bring it all back up, right? So I call room service. I order up all this food for probably 15, 20 people. Tacos, quesadillas, burritos, bottles of water. Go back to the room, dispense out as much liquor as I can into water bottles, you know, grab a bunch of beers, couple bottles of wine. I'm ready to turn this party up on the rooftop. I realize I don't have a corkscrew. So I'm like, you know what? I'll go down to the concierge. They can give me a corkscrew. So I go downstairs and ask the guy up at the front, hey, can you give me a corkscrew? I'm headed up to the rooftop to have some drinks. He's like, yeah, hold on a second. He walks in the back. Next thing you know, I wake up in the morning in the lobby with a bag full of liquor sitting like right by the front desk. Like, what in the world just happened? Why am I here?
How many hours did you sleep, man?
It was daylight by the time I woke up. The lobby was full. People were checking in. It was crazy. I was like, I got to get out of here. I'm about to get kicked out of this all-inclusive resort.
Did you have the food with you?
No. So we're getting to that. So I wake up, grab my bag of liquor, start heading back up to the room. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Nobody even batted an eyelash, but I panicked, right? So I went upstairs, opened the door, right? And I'm sharing a room with my brother. I opened the room, and there are trays of food everywhere. There's trays of food on the bed, on the floor. There's like two, like the McDonald's serving trays when you sit in at McDonald's.
Yeah.
There was two of those with water bottles sitting on there. And I'm like, Corey, man, what did you do last night? He's like, what did I do? I was in here sleeping and there was a knock on the door and I opened it and the room service people were like, hey, you guys ordered some food? And he was like, I guess my brother's partying. He's bringing an after party back. So he's like, come on, just set it wherever. And then he went and laid back down. And I had no idea what was going on. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, I ordered the food? I was so confused. Still to this day, like, those pieces of that story came back to me over the next couple of months. And it was like, I can't even believe that happened. I fell asleep in the damn lobby.
I mean, look at the plus side, though. It was all inclusive.
Right. So you didn't blow a bunch of cash.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I've done this at a super nice hotel in Portland, right? That's kind of expensive. Same thing. I get up the next morning, and my buddy Damon's in the other bed. I go, hey, Damon, what's with this small little crappy salad and, like, the burger? Like, there's a bite out of it, and there's six deviled eggs, and there's one gone. And he's like, well, Ted, you were insistent I order something. And he goes, it showed up, you ate a deviled egg, took one bite, and passed out.
And that's it. Was the hamburger for you?
Yeah, I ordered the food, It was a very nice hotel. I think the food was, like, $50.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROC.
And there was a side Caesar salad because he's like, you wouldn't let it go. You got to get something, man.
So that's what he ordered.
Right.
But didn't eat it.
He didn't eat it either.
Just ordered it.
Right. And he, literally, one egg, one bite of the burger, went to bed.
You must have woke up with some great breath.
Jesus.
Hello, Adria. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, liquor and whores. So, my hotel story also is in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Very, very long time ago. Hotel's gone. But as the lovely city always has someone outside their hotels asking you where you're going or to call you a cab. And we were staying at the Westward Ho. So, every hotel, casino, restaurant we came out of, when they would flag down cab, they would always go, going to the hoe. And I'm not talking like going to the hoe. I'm like talking screaming and echoing in the cement that's all around. Everybody's looking at you and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to the hoe.
How was the hoe?
The hoe was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I wish it was still there.
I wish the hoe was still there.
It's not there anymore. That's a shame.
A lot of people have said that.
I feel like there'd be great merchandising with that. I love the hoe.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah, I love the hoe. Would have been great, right? Mm-hmm.
120 people fit in the hoe.
Why did you think I came to Vegas in the first place? What's your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. I've got a great rock and roll story for you.
All right.
So my husband and I went up to Vancouver, BC in like 2001. And we booked a really, really good corner suite on the second to the top floor because the exchange rate was really good back then. And we get out of the hotel elevator with the bellhop, and there's this man in the room next to us. He's got his hotel door open. And we could kind of tell by the look on his face, he was expecting somebody to come out of the elevator. It wasn't us. And he just kind of looked a little annoyed. And we walk by the room and we look in and there's a bunch of guitars in there. And so we get into our room and like, I think a band is staying next door to us. And gosh, that guy looks so familiar, but I just can't place it. And we were in town to go just watch hockey playoffs on TV at some cool bar on Robson Street. And all these people kept asking us, are you in town for the Springsteen concert? And we're like, no, we're just here for the hockey playoffs. But there's this itch in the back of my mind the whole time, like, gosh, this guy looked so familiar. And the next morning, we're in the elevator going down for breakfast, and Max Weinberg walks onto our elevator. And I went, oh, my gosh, this has been bugging me all night. Now I know who you guys are. And he's like, oh, we're just regular people and this and that. Turns out the guy that we walked by in the hallway was Bruce Springsteen, and we didn't recognize him.
Huh. I'm sure he was happy about that, and maybe that's I just have a hard time thinking, and I'm not a big Springsteen fan per se, but I have a hard time thinking I'd walk by him and be like, where do I know him from?
Yeah.
Yeah, my 17-year-old self was so mad at my 34-year-old self when I figured out who it was, because at 17, I was a huge Springsteen fan, and I'm like, I think it's one of those things where you're not expecting to see somebody in the place, so you just don't see them. But anyway, so we got to stay the night next to Bruce Springsteen and didn't even recognize him.
Did you hear anything weird out of the room? Because I would just think you're going to listen a little differently to the walls at that point.
Yeah, we did. His wife was staying with him.
And the
maid came for turn down service and was knocking on the door. And she's like, leave me the F alone. Get out of here. And nice. So that's what we heard from the room next door, her screaming at the maids.
It's a cleaning service. Right. They're not trying to be invasive. Good Lord.
My Springsteen story. I worked at this progressive radio station in Annapolis, Maryland. And it used to be owned by a guy who ran a station called WHFS in Washington, D.C. Yeah. However, when he was the owner of that, it was more of a Little Feat, Bonnie Raitt, Bruce Springsteen. That was the progressive music during the 70s. So that was kind of what was. So the guy that I work with, he was the midday guy there at that time, and he was the one breaking all these new artists.
Okay.
So in 70, he was playing Bruce Springsteen, Greetings from Asbury Park, whatever that came out, 71, 72, whatever the deal is. So my buddy Damien knew Bruce Springsteen very well, but Damien also got in a car wreck at some point in time, had to learn how to talk again. He was in a coma for a number of, like a year.
What was his name?
Damien Einstein.
Didn't he have a different on-air name?
No,
he went by Damien. He did. And you
had a hard time understanding.
I did not know that he'd been in a car accident. So you kind of made fun of the guy. Like, geez, it sounds like he's been in a car accident. But he had been.
He looks like Frank Zappa, and he's a great guy. Very nice. I mean, the nicest guy in the world. But he was very easily frazzled just based on the trauma that he had.
Sure.
So he was always like in a hurry and very jittery, but he's always just eating chocolates and candies. I mean, he's just on a sugar buzz, right?
All right.
So he comes flying down the hallway, which is unusual because Damien uses a cane. And he opens the door and says, Miles. And I'm like, yeah, Damien, what's up? He's like, I need to do an interview. And I'm like, you need to do an interview. He's like, yes, can we come in and do an interview? And I'm like, yeah, man, I can stop what I'm doing. It's not a big deal. I'll record whatever. So I'm busy kind of looking for a new DAT tape. I'm going to back this up on something else, this interview, because I normally had two or three processes that I went through for the interview just to make sure that if it was a glitch in the DAT or if it, whatever, the DAT player was a recorder that sometimes messed up, that I would have the interview.
So sometimes 15% of the
real,
time.
Real go on the whole deal. So I'm sitting down, I start the recording process. Damien walks the guy in. I'm still not paying any attention. He walks in with the guitar. So I'm trying to set him up and get basically an acoustic guitar setup mic and then get his vocal mic and get everything. Yeah. So I'm just busy doing my thing. Back to what she's saying. He sits down and I'm okay. All right. You guys ready to go? And Damien's like, yep. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Springsteen. And you could hear me.
Are you like, what?
No, I went, holy this is the very beginning of the interview.
Right.
So but I'm layered in between the two voices.
So yeah.
Like I could not get.
You can't edit it out.
I couldn't get myself out of the damn recording. At the very beginning. Bruce Springsteen. So I'd, yeah. So I had to bring Damien back in to do it. It was like during the Streets of Philadelphia thing. I think he just won an Oscar Grammy.
Something, yeah, an Oscar
something.
For that, yeah.
So he played that song, which I did not really like. But he's a nice guy in the world. But I'm just sitting there, I'm looking across him like, I'm 4 feet away from Bruce Springsteen. I swear.
And you did not realize until Damien said,
"No, he bring in people all the time.
Sure.
Just look up and go, okay. And you'd write it down. Who is this? You know, because half the artists I didn't really know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're all new to me. But Springsteen, I looked over and I was like, because you know, until you see what someone looks in their present incarnation. You know, I know Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen, or
because right, that's what you picture.
That type of. I didn't know buzz cut. You know, lamb chop, sideburn, like
okay,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sunglasses, right. Totally different. You know, yes, you could tell once you said it, but initially I was like." Oh my God! Like holy, and I could not get the F bomb out of the damn interview. So he started the interview at a different point when he played it back.
Yeah, you don't say.
It's like oh my God! And just nice guy. You know, can I get a glass of water, bottle of water, whatever? Some random guy's crap.
Yeah, I would say too. I've had some interactions with kind of famous people where like it had nothing to do with work. They just happened to be in the same like we knew some mutual friends.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Like I was just BSing with the one guy and. Blah, blah, blah. And he was interested in something I was talking about, whatever. But it was one of those things, too. Like, kind of like Miles. When I went, oh, ass, my bad, dude. You're blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, yeah. Like,
just figured that out.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I was like, way. I'm a fan. He's like, don't sweat it. I go, I know. It's just weird because we've been BSing like two normal dudes. We're like, you're kind of famous.
Mm-hmm. Now you screwed up my entire ability to have a conversation.
What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
It's like talking to a random hot chick and she takes her top off. It's going to be hard to concentrate.
You know what? You're not wrong.
Yeah.
It just kind of go right. Like, same person.
That's
you'd have
never
the same conversation, but it's just, I am struggling to speak now.
There's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, look.
I agree with you.
There has been times at festivals where you're just talking to somebody, and you just, they're fine being naked. They just happen to be one of the most attractive naked bodies you've ever seen. And you got to just, like I think one time I was just staring up at the sun, like, yeah, I agree. We should pass that law. But, like, I can't look you in the chest. Well, I can't even look down.
A lot of times people say, dude, why do you always wear sunglasses? Ted just answered the question for you.
Correct.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I was probably 5 years ago working for a company, and we did installs around the United States, and I was down in Utah and Salt Lake City. I was there a total of about 8 weeks, and... The key, you know, the little electronic key, every few days would stop working to your room and you had to go down and get it reprogrammed.
And after
a couple of weeks, I know, it drove me nuts. We were on a couple of weeks there, we were on a name-by-name basis, our whole crew with the staff, and we went out one night for dinner. I think we went to Twin Peaks and got loaded and then Ubered back to the hotel. And then they wanted to hang out and drink some more outside on the patio. So we did that. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to my room. And I went up to my room and the key didn't work. And I went downstairs again. And I was like, hey, Jessica, my key's not working again. And she said, what room are you in again? And I was like, 249, you know, whatever the number was. And she's like, okay, here, let me program again. She programmed them. And I go back upstairs and I go to 249 and it unlocked. And I go inside and... I take a couple steps in and I realize that the bathroom light's on, the shower's running, and I was dazed and confused for a minute. And then I looked down in the closet and I saw a pair of cowboy boots. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in the wrong room.
So you gave the wrong number?
Yeah, just on accident. So I went back downstairs and I said, hey, what room am I in? And she looked up the computer and she goes, you're in 349.
Oh,
so did that guy know you were in his room?
I didn't see anybody. I saw clothes on the bed.
All right.
I couldn't see the full bed, but he must have been in the shower.
I was going to say, did you tiptoe the hell out of there? Yeah.
And did you steal his cowboy boots?
No, and I shut the door very quietly.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. That would be like, oh my God, I'm in the wrong.
Yeah, I've never had that.
You know where that crap happens all the time, man, with that key crap? I mean, religiously for me. And it's Vegas. And it doesn't matter what hotel I'm staying in. Here's the thing about Vegas. From the front desk to your room is a mile and a half.
Oh my God.
In the same hotel. So when you go up there,
yeah, they're massive.
When you go up there, man, you've already walked through a 100-yard, 150-yard corridor once you made it to your floor to get up to your room, and then the red light. And you're just like, I cannot be – I am in Fremont. That's how far I've walked.
Right.
I'm not even on the strip anymore. Now I got to walk my ass all the way back down there. And, man, God, that drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's only in Vegas. It happens all the time. What is your hotel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hang on a second. I'm fixing some oysters. Like, okay, I'm ready to go now. Back in the 80s, I was an independent sales rep, and I was traveling through Oregon, and I was in my hotel room, and I thought, God, I'm in my hotel room. I thought, I'm going to go out to my car and smoke a bong. So I went out there, and I'm looking at the room next to me, and their curtains were about, oh, a foot and a half or 2 feet open, and it dawned on me. They were filming a porn in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and this is back in the 80s when it wasn't real technical or anything. So they're moving lights around and stuff, and they're bouncing around on the bed. And so I thought, well, hell, I'm just going to sit out here and watch this thing for a while. So the next morning I wake up, and I left, and I thought, I'm going to have some fun with these guys. So I called the hotel and asked them to patch me through to their room. And I said, hey, guys, I just wanted to thank you for the show last night. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you kind of left your curtains open, so I was able to watch the whole damn thing. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you're welcome then.
Did you ever try to find out what it was just to see if we could see your face in the background looking through a window?
What surprised me is how bright the lights were that they were using. That really threw me for a loop.
I would have gotten a pizza and just shown up at the door.
You hired me to show up here.
I'm here with the pizza. Here with the pizza.
Ted, that is good thinking.
What was it? Big sausage pizza? Was that it?
That was one of them.
Yeah. The same guy like Captain Stabbing.
Right. Or there was that movie in the 80s. Like, did somebody order extra anchovies?
Right. They'd be like, sir, you're here early, but come on in. Let's just get the scene.
Yeah. Like, all right, which one do I get? Like, just give us the pizza.
Hey, don't forget, by the way, we do have your emails coming up, Ted versus the FCC, but your chance to win Metallica tickets coming up around 4:20.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to do that, we'll give you the secret word coming up. Text that secret word to 206-803-ROCK. And we do have your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.